2. Tuesday, December 3rd, 10:18 a.m. Frozen, Daphne watched Cindy Milhouse clear the bar like it was a track and field hurdle. Then her reflexes kicked in and Daphne was on her feet, her left arm swinging up, deflecting Cindy's fingers. "Not the hair. You're not touching my hair." She grabbed Cindy's wrist, struggling to keep the woman's sharp fingernails away from her face. From the direction of the defense table came a loud crash, and Cindy's eyes flickered with satisfaction, her nails inching closer. Then Cindy was yanked away and forced to the floor. Grayson glanced up, his face hard with fury.
"Are you all right?"
he asked as he restrained Cindy. An effort even for him, a guy who could bench press a small truck. Reggie's mother was in wildcat mode. Daphne nodded unsteadily. The defense's table had been overturned, the crash she'd heard. Edward Ellis, Reggie's attorney, lay on the floor, his foot pinned by the table. Stunned, Ellis stared up at his client, who grappled with the courtroom deputy. Reggie's arm was locked around Deputy Welch's throat as he grabbed for Welch's gun. For a horrified moment, Daphne thought Reggie might succeed in getting it. But Welch threw back his head, cracking his skull into Reggie's face. The deputy broke free as 5 more uniforms charged through the gate. 4 ran to subdue Reggie, while the 5th veered off to assist Grayson. Daphne had started to back away when she saw Deputy Welch crawling back toward the overturned defense table, where Reggie continued to wrestle with the 4 new deputies. Welch was leaving a trail of bloody handprints behind him. Dropping to her knees, she crawled over.